Hey guys, welcome back to the chat. I guess you're getting a bonus episode today. So, here I am, bored. I was playing Warcraft and I took a break because, damn it, Bastion is fun, but I'm at like the last part of, I think, that campaign. So, yeah, that means you're getting some Warcraft content here soon. So, I'm scrolling through Twitter and I see something that quite frankly annoyed the hell out of me. And I'm an anime fan, and it's not okay to gatekeep any fandom. I saw this one thing, it's like, if you only know about Naruto, Inuyasha, Dragon Ball Z, Sword Art Online, Attack on Titan, then you're not really an anime fan. And I'm sitting there like, that's a lot of damn anime. I think it's in Naruto too. Listen, people. I am an OG anime fan. I am one of those people who watch a lot more obscure to mainstream. I'll watch mainstream ones, but I don't necessarily love them. Like, I'm the kind of person who will live and die by the sword of a 13-episode anime. So I understand what it's like to be, like, quote-unquote elitist. And it's not cute. I'm not an elitist, don't worry. If you want to come talk to me about Naruto, I will talk to you about Naruto, and then I will tell you what I like and what I dislike. And I like a lot of stuff that happens to be in Dragon Ball Z, Naruto. My Hero Academia is one of my favorites right now. So, it's not cool to gatekeep any fandom, because you deter people from trying to check out other animes, because they have deemed that anime watchers are a bunch of crazy motherfuckers. Now, I grew up when it was hard to come across anime. Now it's easier, and you have a bunch of people like, oh, well, I watched every episode on Crunchyroll, and it's like, bruh, when we were growing up watching that, we had whatever came on Toonami. So, yes, you have people who have watched less anime because as they got older, they weren't into it as much. As say me and you, but they're still anime fans. You can be a fan of something and not watch 900 plus episodes of every series out there. Like, I refuse to watch every series that comes out a season. I am one of those people that I'll watch 2, maybe 3 episodes a season, shows a season, and I'm not watching anything past the 3rd episode if I don't like it. So, it bothers me when people decide they want to gatekeep stuff. You cannot gatekeep something as massive as anime. And you can't gatekeep something that is not even from you. Did you make the anime, sir, who I'm directly talking to, who's going around making toxic ass comments about who and what is an anime fan? Guess what? I'm a makeup fan and I don't own all the makeup. So does that mean I'm not a real makeup fan? No, that means I'm on limited funds. So, just like a lot of anime fans, look, the shows you're talking about, these are younger shows. These are either shows people grew up on and enjoy and they watch them a lot, or they're kids. And I don't expect a kid to know, oh, what's Masamune? I don't expect that. I don't expect them to know what Toradora is or whatever. That's fine. Do I like Bungo Stray Dogs? Hell yeah. But I don't expect Joe, a Naruto watcher, to know what it is. And that's fine. Because guess what? I haven't actually watched all the way of Yuri on Ice. And that's because I just haven't had a chance to. I'm not going to watch any new seasons of Sword Art Online. And it's a very popular anime. And I know a lot of people who like it. Not happening here. Sorry, I won't watch Fate Zero. And that's a live by, die by type anime that a lot of elitists love. And I can't. It's too much. So to say you're not an anime fan because you just watch mainstream anime is ridiculous. It's mainstream because it's popular. And it is honestly very normal to just watch something popular. I got into anime watching Pokemon and Digimon and Sailor Moon and Dragon Ball Z. And I was like a kid. And I just enjoyed that style. And then I started watching Shaman King. And then I started watching different shows, Yu-Gi-Oh! Like, there's one called, like, Dino Detective. Like, it's an old one. You guys wouldn't know that. Metabots, Fighting Foodon. I started watching stuff that came over here. And I wasn't watching, you know, a lot of, you know, more, like, classic anime. I didn't watch that stuff till I got older. Because it wasn't readily available. All anime fans start off watching popular animes because it's the most accessible. Now everybody's starting with Demon Slayer and My Hero Academia, Attack on Titan. I haven't watched Demon Slayer yet. I have to watch it, but I just haven't gotten around to it. And I will not watch Attack on Titan. It's not for me. But I do enjoy My Hero Academia. I do think Fire Force is pretty funny. I like shoujos more. But you cannot sit here and tell millions of people who have not watched, you know, whatever. I know a lot of people who like Rising of the Shield Hero, and they don't count themselves as anime fans, and that's fine. It's not a community to gatekeep. Guys, 10 years ago, we were looked at as the freaks. Now it's more normal to watch anime. And I love that. I think we should normalize watching anime because at this point, anime is getting censored for an art style. So why would you want to make it this niche thing that we can't have at our fingertips? Right now, it's the easiest time to be an anime fan. We got all the streaming services. We can just sit down and watch a new one. Like, oh, this one's new. Let me watch it. No, we want to make it like back in the day where we had to spend hundreds of dollars just to figure out how to buy a box set. Because guess what? That was what it was like back then. Not even like far back then. I'm talking 2006, 2007. I spent damn near $50 to get a box set of an obscure anime. And it was only 13 episodes. So, and I had to wait until I was at a convention to get it. Do we really want to go back to that? Or are we just happy with having our streaming services? And we could tell our friends, hey, check out this show. And they're like, cool. And then you make more fans. You are a fan no matter how much of that medium you consume. If you claim yourself to be a fan, if you're actively like, hey, I want to learn about this and that, then you're a fan. Welcome. Let's teach people. Yeah, how about that? How about we teach people how to find certain animes, recommend different ones. Oh, you like Dragon Ball Z? Well, try this show. You like freaking Pokemon? We'll try this show. You know, I mean, like, can we normalize that? Then I'm saying, like, it's okay to gatekeep your fandom. No, it's not. I don't believe in gatekeeping your fandom. I believe in teaching people about your fandom. I like K-pop. I don't gatekeep that. If I want somebody to listen to it, I'm like, hey, what kind of music you like? Okay, listen to this group. Let's normalize teaching people. Let's normalize inviting people. Don't normalize being a dick. Like, I don't understand that. It's like you want people to see anime as that one fandom that's full of dicks. And we already have that distinction with some fandoms. Like, can we not enjoy what we love? And can we not have our friends enjoy what we love with us? It just seems to me like you just want to like what you like, and you've heard a bunch of people talking about, I don't know, Naruto, and you got pissy. Look, I'm not telling you how to run your life or your fandom or whatever. I'm coming at it as somebody who is an older fan and trying to steer the youngsters, I'm not that old, but you know what I mean, in the right direction. It's easy to go back to that time where you were looked at as the weird kid because you liked anime. I mean, it ain't that far behind, and people still look at you funny if you're walking around. I literally have an Aizawa t-shirt that I wear all the time, and people still go, what the hell? So it's not that far behind. It's not too far from, oh, you watch them Japanese cartoons, Japanese, Chinese, all that cartoons. Like, we're not that far from going back to that. And I am happy now that I can just walk into a Walmart or whatever and pick up an anime t-shirt. I love that I don't have to spend so much money to get merch to show off what I want. Can we live in that and not try to go back to the times like gatekeep, let's make it all exclusive? No, it was not fun. Like, y'all think it was fun and cool to have it super exclusive and we can only buy certain things at convention? No, it was expensive. And with the way things are now, chances are there won't be no more conventions for a while. I don't want to have to spend hundreds of dollars ordering shit offline. I'm quite happy going to the mall and picking up an anime t-shirt, which I couldn't do when I was a kid. But I can do it now. And it's easier now for kids to start getting into anime. We need to stop gatekeeping certain fandoms. Just because you love it doesn't mean you need to dictate how other people show their love for something. Coming from the person trying to dictate what you should do, I don't care what people do, honestly. I think you should help people. I think we should all educate others and be like, hey, this is a good anime. You like this? Try this. You think this is funny? Try this, you know? And make it an easier community for people to get into. Make it more welcoming, because anime is hard to get into in general. It should be more welcoming. Like, fans should make it easier. Because in itself, anime is an intimidating thing to get into. There's lots of anime and lots of different genres and lots of long shows. And it's like, I heard Fairy Tail was a good show, but damn, look at all the episodes. So it's an already intimidating fandom to come into. Don't make it worse. Don't make it like, if you're going to become a fan of this, you need to like have like this many hours logged in of anime watching. Because guess what? A lot of y'all that are gatekeeping have not watched nearly as much as some of the older fans. So, ship up, shape up. Sorry. Shape up or ship out. If you want to be an asshole, go be an asshole on your own time. You don't speak for the anime community. So, take your little ass backwards. We need to be elitist and gatekeep our fandoms. And it's not a bad thing to gatekeep. Yes, it is. It's not some exclusive club that you need to pay money for. It's literally watching a show and talking about it online. And hell, some of these shows that you talked about are older shows that most people wouldn't even know about right now. Like, bro, a lot of new fans ain't watching Bleach. You talking to older fans. So, you, sir, need to go finish watching your shows, let us watch our shows, and then together, maybe there's one we can all talk about and have fun and geek out about. I guess I'm done. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.